Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be.
Well, hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is March 17th, 2013.
No show number because it's a special show.
Very special.
Very special.
We have a special guest in the house today.
We do. Flew all the way from another country.
Practically. The countries of the Torontos.
Yeah.
Wait, but he's not.
Of the Phoenixes.
Of the Phoenixes.
Yes, there you go. We have.
He's bringing the heat.
Brian.
Hello.
From the Game Night Guys with us.
Hi.
Actually in studio.
He's like in this room.
In this
right
room.
Now.
Oh my God, it's amazing. Right,
like he's touched us all and everything.
I have.
Yes.
He's touched our souls. Is that what you said?
Well.
Well, you're on uncut soul.
I said on this show, that means it's something a little different.
Yes, that's why. Yes.
So you're visiting Chicago, right?
I am.
On vacation?
I am.
On vacay?
I have, many of my friends have moved here, so I come here very frequently.
And I don't know if we can say your name.
Who?
Yeah.
You're Gail, good. Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Gail.
Hi, Gail.
Is she your bestie? Is that like?
She's one of my besties,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. Because I know I follow her on Twitter, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how I found out you were going to be here before you told us. And I saw that. I was like, oh, how come she didn't come?
Because her and her boyfriend are probably having sex right now.
Oh.
Get it.
I'm giving them some free time right now.
She
they're
is.
Doing it on the bed or sleeping in?
No, they're sleeping in their own bed.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you do, Ricky, when you go to a friend? When you have guests and they leave?
You
actually go have sex with your boyfriend in the guest bed?
Right. We don't have a guest bed.
He just
would be the sectional. Or actually the air mattress. That's what that would be.
The sectional.
Sectional.
Get it?
Get it.
That's what my friends Gigi and Samantha will be sleeping on when they get here.
When are they coming?
Warm now.
Oh, no, right. They are coming not this coming week. The 26th through the 30th.
That's right. My birthday week.
Mm-hmm. Your birthday week.
My birthday week.
It's my birthday.
So now I guess we're over my part of the birthday month, and now we're into yours, right?
That's right.
We were over it.
Yeah. Well, not last. Whatever.
So
we have a bunch of birthdays in March here, and we all have to struggle and fight and claw our way to our point of where it's our birthday month.
No.
Like who gets to be the birthday princess at the time?
Yes.
It's not really as big a deal as he says, but it's a big deal because Ricky wants the entire month. Or
that ain't right.
Several weeks. And it's like, no, it's my birthday too.
A month is kind of stretching it, I would say.
Not.
2 weeks.
Birthday
maybe.
Month is awesome.
Ricky likes to stretch it.
But Ricky is also having a hard time realizing or accepting the fact that he is now in his late 30s.
No, we're in the middle 30s. Remember, we had this discussion last night. Middle 30s is 34 to 36.
Okay.
I'm 36. All I just turned 36.
That's right.
So you're at the late end of your mid-30s.
I'm the late end of my mid-30s.
Just holding on to it for dear life.
For the next couple of years.
Yeah. Well, he tried to say the other day that he was still in his early 30s. And I'm like, 36 is not early 30s.
No, that's not early at all.
People always think I'm in my early 30s or late 20s.
Those are foolish people.
Yeah.
Whatever. I think I'm young at heart. That's all that
matters,
right?
But at least I'll be in the mid-30s with you, though.
We'll share something in life.
Right.
That
besides Bradley.
Oh.
That never happened.
No, we're a tripod. Or a tripod.
A tripod.
Wow.
A triad.
Remember,
right? Remember, we're still a triad.
No, we're not.
No, like totally. When you guys get married on the boat, I'm gonna be like there, like in the honeymoon suite.
No.
Yeah.
One, because totally. There's no honeymoon suite. Two. No.
Yeah, it is the one you're staying in.
Did you see what kind of wine I brought you guys in honor of
Ménage
you?
A trois.
Oh, that really
that
works.
Shit's good.
It was good.
Ménage a trois is good. It's a lot of thinking, though.
Yeah. So it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, it is.
And
it's a big thing here in Chicago.
I'm wearing green.
Are you wearing green, Ricky?
I have boogers.
My boogers are green.
Ow. Careful with the drinks. Careful with drinks.
Brian, are you wearing green, Brian?
I am. You just can't see it.
I don't know.
Oh,
my bloomers are green.
He's also wearing kind of a blue-green.
Your bloomer and your britches.
Teal. It's teal. Yes.
Your britches.
My pants, as they say over in the UK.
So, game night, guys. Some of our listeners may not know what that means.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Do you want to maybe tell a little bit about your show?
Sure.
As the Oscars as are playing in the background.
We got Star Trek, Oscars. I don't know.
Oh.
That'd be you, brother.
See, this is, you hear it?
Yeah.
You hear it?
It's okay. I don't think it's on the recording. Go ahead.
So Game Night Guys is a podcast that I do with my friend Curtis, and each episode we pick a game, we talk about the game, we tell you how it's played, and then we play it. And that sounds about as exciting as listening to knitting on NPR.
Fixed it.
but we like chit-chat.
No, you didn't.
Oh.
Sorry.
That's okay. But we like chit-chat and stuff while we play, and it's fun.
Have you guys had a favorite game that you've played?
Sadly for me, I think my favorite game was when we played Mall Madness.
Oh my god, that game's so much fun.
It was so much
fun. I
think
I've ever played that.
With the credit cards and
no.
It's got a giant mall and you have these little like girls who are fashionistas and your basic goal is to shop. And you have to get from one store to the other.
So does it teach any kind of responsibility?
None whatsoever.
Oh, just put that shit on a credit card. Right. It's fine.
Plastic.
Yeah, and it's like a little computer voice that tells you where to move, so you don't even have to like roll die or anything.
So you don't
like,
even have to add.
Sales.
It's the laziest game ever, which is probably why I liked it so much.
Have you guys played Pretty Pretty Princess yet?
Not yet. That is in the queue at some point.
I think it'd be hilarious.
I've never heard of it.
It's another stupid game where you basically try to become a princess by the end. So you win like earrings. You have to put them on. And
but what if you're a princess already before you start?
Well, I think
you don't
if
have
we
to
do
worry
play
about
it,
that.
We're going to augment the game, you know, with some man-sized jewels or something because it's kind of small jewelry for kids.
You should play Pretty Pretty Drag Queen.
Exactly.
And you can put like all fake eyelashes on. You can put some lipstick on.
Curtis would be all about that. I can tell you now.
Okay. So what's the latest game you played?
You would ask. I think Gloom, maybe. I think it was 1313 Dead End Drive. That zombie girl TJ sent us.
Oh, okay.
I didn't play that
TJ
game.
Last year.
Gloom, I love.
She seems like a sweetheart. She sent us a whole box of games.
That's fun.
Oh, she is a sweetheart.
I think she's coming this year, right? Is she coming?
I hope
so. So you get to meet her. She's really cool.
I can't wait to meet her.
And she was really cool. Was she dressed as a zombie? What was she dressed as?
As a zombie.
Oh, as a zombie?
Yeah, at one point.
She looked really cool. Like she should be on a zombie movie or something.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she always had fun hair, crazy makeup.
She seems like a very nice person.
Yeah,
but out of drag, she's like normal woman mom person. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just, you would never suspect that she would dress as a zombie. She was nice.
I think she also did that for the pink carpet because, you know, her name is Zombie Girl.
And she had a whip and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she got used.
Is everyone planned their Pride 48 pink carpet outfits now? Mm. Like, have you started, like,
I don't know.
Preliminary sketches or anything?
I don't know. Last year we brought
Sharon
out the...
Needles is working on mine.
Oh, speaking of, I saw a guy at the St. Patrick's Day parade yesterday wearing gold lamé pants like he wore for Pride 48. And I saw him and I thought, Ricky Moose Knuckle. There he is.
Yes.
Ricky Moose Knuckle Burton.
Nice.
Those should make a reappearance.
No.
We should raise money for a charity or something for that. I'm sure people would do it.
I'm not quite sure I want to do that again.
I think we should just buy a bunch and put like Ricky Moose Knuckle Burton or Moose Knuckle on the ass or something and then sell them at Pride 48.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that would be hilarious. Just have Moose Knuckle on the front though.
Yeah, totally.
But if women wore them, they would have to...
They're reversible. So you'd have to... You can turn them inside out and it'd be camel toe.
Oh, that'd work.
God, we got something. Let's do this.
Let's kickstart that one.
Well, last year, everyone loved your bingo. I know
good.
We talked about this in person, but the bingo was fun.
It was a hit.
Do Do you want to describe the bingo, just in case some people don't remember?
We had little grab bags that everyone that was participating, kind of, or not participating, or you guys participated, I suppose.
And it was very tragic.
Apparently. Wow.
My bad.
But
it was amazing.
So everyone kind of put, like, you know, show-related paraphernalia, whether or not it was buttons and magnets and cards. And Game Night Guys kind of had a cute little poster card bingo that were podcast-specific things.
Things like, that you would see at Pride 48.
You know, just because you know that some people are going. So,
like balls.
Pictures of foul monkeys. Every time, you know, the first time, every time Nessa cries. Things that
wasn't
you just
that like
know
the
are,
free space?
Yeah. Things that you know are going to happen. And then people actually played it and had a really good time.
Who was actually the winner?
Well, there was no winner.
I think Zombie Girl was one of the people that had it. Christina
was crazy.
Intensely adamant on trying to get everything filled in on that.
Oh, God.
I'm glad was to there hear that everybody liked them.
It was great.
I heard a lot of people talking about it. Was there anything that didn't happen that was on the card?
I don't know. I don't
Your
think
mom.
I think Christina was trying to do a whole coverall, and I'm not sure.
Did Faye Driver ever wear leather? Well,
yes,
he did.
Yes.
I had to have somebody help because I didn't go to the one the year before. I had to have somebody help me.
He wore like assless chaps.
I think it's a must for him. Like, I think he usually has some kind of leather on.
I'm trying to think of what else was on there that was, if there was anything that wouldn't have happened.
There was a foul monkey space.
There was.
Mm-hmm.
There were two. Wasn't there one for Ricky specifically? I don't remember.
It should have been if it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dear.
God.
Clearly.
I think it was somebody sitting on your lap or something.
Oh, yeah. What?
It was Romo. A foul monkey, though.
No, that was the foul monkey. It was hanging out with the podcast. No,
or were you motorboating someone?
Could have been it.
Motorboating.
That would have happened. That would have happened if it wasn't on this.
Because you do pretty much motorboat.
I do want to thank you for not motorboating me last night.
I had too much to drink.
You also would have got boob makeup on your face.
Yeah.
I noticed that yesterday when I was adjusting your boobs. And you're like, stop touching my... Oh, you're crooked. And then I love this little...
Yeah, my curvatures.
So for our audience who is like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Right.
So Amanda Lynn, Bradley's drag persona.
Amanda Lynn.
Went out for the second time in public.
And last night she was hoochieing it up.
Girl, you better believe
it. Dangerous Dames was the theme.
I didn't even know it was Brad. Like, I saw photos of it this morning.
It was kind of
like,
funny.
Oh, you guys were hanging out with some drag queen. We're like, that's Brad.
What?
That was funny, yeah.
I looked good.
Yeah, I saw that you were hanging out with drag queen last night.
Yeah. I looked good. I loved my hair once Jeff...
Wayland slept with one last night.
Mm. No, that never
happened. He had his makeup off.
No, it's still on there.
But still the eyeliner.
That shit's, you know, that's going to be...
It's
I have
like
a tattoo.
It's natural. It's natural.
It's tattooed on. It saves me time. No.
Oh, I couldn't imagine. Because people do get
my God.
Right at their eyelids.
I saw somebody who got something on the inside of their eyelid.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
No.
No, I had an ex's mother who had the tattooed eyeliner and the lip liner.
I have an aunt who has that.
I couldn't imagine what that feels like. Like, I already hate when there's like a pimple on the edge of my lip, but like
that's a
fucking
sore.
Tattoo, a tattoo pin needle gun going into my lip. Yeah. Oh, I don't think I could do it.
The lip still, I think, would be better than the eyelid. I mean, I just can't imagine.
Could you imagine like what your lips look like after they're done?
Huge.
Duck
you
lip.
Had duck lips.
Oh, yeah. They're all bloody and gross, probably.
Right.
You're all like Andrew W.K.
And it it takes like a week or something probably to heal up, so you have like this huge scab like all around your lips.
That's so gross.
It's hot.
That reminds me of the lady that I met in Los Angeles the first time I was there, and she came up to me and, well, she was crazy because she said her kids and stuff died in the house fire, but she had no lips. Like, they had all been either bitten off or sunburnt off or whatever, but, like, she just had this with no lips.
Oh, there's a former police officer in Phoenix like that. He was burned on duty, and his face is...
Oh, this lady wasn't burned, though. She was just crazy.
Oh, she did it herself, or...?
I think so. Like, it looked like it was picked off. Yeah. Obviously, she didn't like lips. Mm.
Well, those lips look like that.
Oh, no, ma'am. I don't even want to know what downstairs lips looks like.
Disgusting.
Mo, but last night was also listener first Mark's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So we celebrate. Happy birthday, Mark, when you hear this. It'll be way after your birthday. But
if he hears it, does he listen anymore?
I'm sure, yes. And his boyfriend does.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So his boyfriend can tell him happy birthday for us.
Joffrey listens.
Joffrey. Which reminds me of Toys R Us every time I think of his name.
Jeffrey and Durant.
Right.
Love it.
Yeah, it's spelled the same. So what have you been doing in Chicago besides eating?
Yeah, well, eating pretty much covers all of it right there. I love it. I love it here. I love the restaurants here. And fortunately, my friend Gil loves restaurants and eating too, so she knows where all to go.
There you go.
But I did St. Patrick's Day stuff yesterday. Cool. I went and watched the river be dyed green and then watched some of the parade and lots of drunk people. Because if there's three things I love, it's crowds, drunk people, and invasion of my personal space. So
welcome to Chicago.
The parade was amazing.
Wait till Gay Pride. Have you ever come to that parade?
I've never been here for a Gay Pride or Market Days or anything.
The Pride Parade is
crazy.
Long.
Ridiculous.
And ridiculous how many people are crammed together.
Fun. Yeah. Well, my friend Steven loves parades, so he's the one who kind of was in charge of yesterday, dragging us down there and everything.
Market Days is, I like Market Days. It gets a little boring sometimes, but the live concerts are fun, and they're free, which is nice.
And
Wilson Phillips is coming this year.
Yes.
Oh, can't wait. Someday. So excited.
She was on My Family Recipe Rocks the other day. We were watching it. She is fucking crazy.
Who, Carney?
Yes. She is.
She's a guest host on The Talk too.
All the time. She is just nuts.
Really?
Yeah. She's like, oh yeah, I totally get off and watching people eat. I think it's because of the fact that I can't eat as much as I used to and blah, blah, blah. But I love it to cook. And
she was just hilarious.
She was funny, but it was just kind of like, whoa, you are kind of creepy.
Is she now still skinny, or is she get big again, or what happened there?
I think she's in between.
Yeah,
in
she's between. Not as big as what she was.
She still looks like a little bigger, but I think she always will.
Mm.
But she's definitely, I don't think, as skinny as she got, but she is. She looks good.
No one ever talks about the other two that were in the group. Are they dead?
Well,
Obviously not.
They probably don't want to be talked about as much as she does. She clearly feeds off that kind of thing.
They all had kids because...
Well, I guess they're not dead because they're going to be here.
They all had kids too because I forget how many kids, but they were talking about that in My Family Recipe Rocks. But I don't know, there's like 9 kids between the three of them.
Wow.
So they were popping out babies.
You think they're still rich from their albums?
I'm sure they got some good amount of money for the
if they wrote
Bridesmaids.
Them. If they wrote them, they definitely did.
And I'm sure they're also married to rock and roll people. I don't know who Carney's married to, but he clearly looks like he's in the industry.
Yeah.
What does that person look like?
A rock star.
Like a rocker.
Oh, okay.
He's got more eyeliner than I do.
Oh. Black hair.
Is that even possible?
Spiky.
What? He's got raccoon eyes.
So are you going to do what... Donna Sugars did last year for Pride 48. Are you going to go get the eyelashes like professionally glued on?
No.
There's a cool place in Bucktown you can get it done.
Great.
You should go there. It's called Lashes.
How creative.
Yeah, Donna Sugars didn't want to have to keep taking off and on the falsies.
Yeah.
So she literally had fake eyelashes professionally glued onto her face that last like 2 weeks. And so when she was out of drag, she was basically just this
and still
big...
in drag.
She was in boy drag.
She was so butch.
Right.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
I just remember her being on the street, or I don't think I was there. I heard the story of her on the street, and they had the tour buses.
Right.
You know,
yes.
They had the opening, and she's like, ah!
We were walking through the casinos, and she's like, oh, good luck. Oh, ooh, oh, oh, good luck. Ooh. I love Donna.
Who? Donna?
Oh my god.
We've said her name like 14 times. And somebody's gonna be pissed around play this like.
But you said don't play it 14 times.
No, I'll just
Donna
play it all the way through.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Donna. Get it.
Double penetrate me.
Get into it.
All right. Okay. Thanks.
What? That was for 14 times.
I kind of want her to have like a strapped on speaker so when she walks into the room at Vegas that it just starts playing immediately.
That would be awesome.
I love
it. We should set that up.
Okay, I'll work on that. I'll put that in the notes.
A boombox will be placed into her headgear yeah. somehow.
Well, I have that one bag that wins. Has the speakers. We could play it. Oh. Ash walks in. Though for the listeners, that's not going to be very good.
Right. But
we should get
they should that's why you should go.
We can give it to Adam and be like, when Donna Sugar walks down the red carpet, the pink carpet, play this.
That would be fun.
Hi, Donna.
Do you have any special messages for Donna?
I don't. I find him scary and delightful.
Oh.
And she probably just creamed her panties.
Why do you find her scary?
Well,
she's tall.
I mean, I'm a tall guy, and I think Donna would tower over me.
She does. In heels, she will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm. And why I think is she delightful? Funny, yeah. Hmm? Why is she delightful?
Because she is a huge ambassador to the Pride 48 community, and I think that is amazing.
That's a very nice Miss America response to a question answer you just had.
You also learn really interesting things about her. Like, mm-hmm. for instance, her number one life goal and her sexual bucket list is to be double penetrated.
She still hasn't done that?
No.
We're working on it.
Get on that.
Mm. Well, if you go to Vegas, you could be the one. Maybe you and Curtis could both double penetrate.
Yeah,
Donna
I'll
talk Sugars.
To Curtis about that. We'll see.
Is he into bigger girls?
No, I don't think he is.
Mm. We'll have to get him drunk then.
Won't be hard.
Get a couple beers.
Won't be hard.
So we're enjoying some cocktails here that are actually pretty tasty.
I know, and you said you wouldn't.
I was surprised.
Since it's St. Patrick's Day, we're having little big gingers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Jameson and ginger ale with lime and lemon.
And it's actually pretty tasty. I don't like Jameson. I think it's disgusting. But you of like course, this? The only time I've had it is in a shot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it made me instantly throw up, actually.
Mm. Shut up, really?
Yeah, I was like... Yeah, I was already drunk, so...
I do have some real Irish whiskey, too.
Oh, yeah.
That my friend from Ireland brought us.
I think I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't want to try the waters too much. I had too much to drink last night.
So where did you guys go last night?
It's called To the Call.
The Call.
The Call.
Yeah, it's where we go every Monday to watch Drag Race.
Oh, okay. I've been there, I think, once.
Really?
Oh, yeah, you should a few come years this Monday.
Ago. I will. I have nothing planned on Monday, so we can
well, yeah,
go.
If you have nothing planned, then totally.
I'll make sure I'm not there. Thank you.
I can't find it.
Well, there's no sound for that. Like the psycho noise. Oh, there we go.
Are you going to make it this week?
Yeah, I should. Yeah. I should be okay. Yeah, because I don't have to work late Monday.
So. I think last week was the first one I've ever missed since I was sick.
Yeah.
He had Pride 48 bug.
Kind of. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
Asthmatic bronchitis.
It's all this Pride 48 talk.
It's all that smoking you do.
Right. I still sound like a smoker. That's also partly talking incredibly too much last night while having a husky voice.
Talking like this. Hey, girl.
Oh, my God. We, of course, closed the bar again.
God.
And then had after bar.
Well, first off, we were both awake at 6:30.
This morning?
Yes.
Yesterday.
Yesterday morning. Oh, okay. But I agree with you what I heard you yell in the other room. For brunch. That's not fucking brunch.
That's breakfast.
Because our friend John, who kind of listens to the show, doesn't, but said now that he's moving, he will.
Mm, he hates me.
Oh.
He totally does.
It's a secret love-hate relationship.
Well, actually, you've all talked about John. We've talked about John before. He's mm-hmm. the one that had the hierarchy of bitchy, rude people, and Ricky.
Was like... Number 10.
Five.
He thought I was bitchy.
Like red alert, bitchy.
Yeah.
Orange or yellow. No.
Yeah, it's kind of like where instead of saying, you know, girl, you're being a bitch, we would just be like, Ricky.
Right. Which call other people that.
Ricky. Which that meant like, oh, shit. You're like one step away from being a cunt. Jesus.
Pretty much.
No, Ricky, I don't think you're that bitchy.
See, I'm not really.
You're just egotistical.
No,
he's just won you over, quote unquote. Now he'll fuck you over.
That's not true.
Yeah, oh. I'll be watching the tweets tonight when I get home.
Oh, you better watch
what's that
Ivy's.
Bitch saying now.
You better watch Ivy's. She's gonna have a lot to say about you.
But she didn't even meet her.
Well, it doesn't matter. She knows him already.
Ah.
Yes, I saw the Facebook page set okay. up.
I still haven't accepted.
It was under people you may know.
Right.
And I said, really? Really?
I think you tweeted the picture, right? Or did you send it to me? Yeah.
I still haven't accepted it because right after you sent that, I got one for Damon.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, any other friends have pets that are now going to have on the same week?
I'm going to make a Facebook for my drink.
The never ending glass.
People just love that she has a hyphenated last name.
I was
that's because she's half Latina. She has to have a hyphenated name.
Which half?
Romero.
Okay. No, I mean which half of her?
Oh,
no,
which half of her? White. The ears. Oh, she has freckles on her ears. Oh, okay. Yeah. The rest is on me.
And she bleeds easy.
Yeah, she bleeds really easy. Like you cut her, she bleeds like crazy.
Why are you cutting your dog?
Well,
I think
bitches are bitches.
Ivy has a cutting problem. She has a self. Yeah. She
hates herself.
Self worth issues.
Poor thing.
She just needs attention.
Well, she has a lot. I think it's too much. Actually, that's what's killing her. Mm. We're killing her with kindness.
Wait, so you have a dog that needs attention? That sounds kind of perfect.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not only do you need to be validated, now you have an animal that also needs to be constantly validated.
Well, you know. I get validated every now and then. It feels good. Especially when someone like the All About Me podcast said they were going to call their podcast the All About RB, Ricky Burton.
Oh.
But they changed it at last minute.
Which I think is all about BS.
So you haven't called them a spinoff yet, are they?
Mm, no, because they had their own show before with two other people.
That's true.
So
that's true.
But yeah, they kind of are a spinoff.
I kind of miss our spinoff.
They're coming to Phoenix in May or June.
Who?
May.
Mark and Ed.
Mark and Ed.
Nice.
They're coming. We have a Comic-Con there that they're coming to.
What?
A Comic-Con.
I'm not for sure.
One of those cosplay things where people dress up.
Oh, okay.
Remember that thing that called C2E2 that's here?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that.
I know what it is. I just find it hilarious.
I've never gone to one, so I don't know.
Fascinating.
Like I kind of want to go because I have friends who go and they dress up, and but I'm not a costume person.
You don't dress up.
I would just take pictures of fit people.
Yeah,
and tweet about them.
But they love it.
Do they?
Like people, they want to be their pictures taken. Yeah. So if you ask it, they'll.
So you don't need to do the sneaky pic.
Well, see, and I don't do that. Like now, I go every year. I go to Tucson for the All Souls procession, which is like a Dia de los Muertos thing. And I take pictures of people there, so I'm really good at like asking people to like may I take a photo.
I don't do that. I use sneaky pics.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't understand the sneaky pics thing. I know, but a lot that's of people also, do that.
That's because he's creepy and he's taking pictures of hot guys on the train.
It is creepy.
And then he posts them to someone else's Twitter site called CTA Crushes.
Yeah.
Where it's nothing but people taking pictures of people that they find hot on public transportation.
Right. Doinger shorts guys.
Love it.
Which,
love a doinger shorts.
That's what I'm going to tell you. The next drag race is all about doinger shorts.
Oh, right. My God. Yes.
Andrew
it's
Christian
called What You Pack In.
Underwear. Yeah. They have to play Memory by these like 24 Andrew Christensen or whatever models.
That is
take their pants off. Then you have to do a memory for the underwear. And whoever gets all the matches the fastest wins the mini challenge.
That is funny.
Those guys are so hot. Have you seen any of the commercials they have?
No, I haven't seen any
commercials.
You have
to go to their website and watch their commercial/porn.
Well, there's the one that has like tattoos on him.
Mm-hmm.
And I read somewhere that he does not use deodorant, so he smells often, apparently.
Ew. Oh.
One of the
pit crew guys. He somebody was saying they at a gym, like, he never.
Oh, you mean on RuPaul Drag Race?
Yeah, like
the one with the mustache.
They, yeah, there was some report or tweet or something that he smells bad.
But the guy who does the underwear, Andrew Christensen, whatever. Have you seen his ad?
Oh no, I haven't.
The last one he did is a full-on porno.
Really?
Like, there's actual
blowjobs.
Wasn't there some ass being eaten?
An ass being eaten.
I'm pulling this stuff on my phone right now.
Yeah.
Well, here, Ricky can find it on the iPad so that you can watch it on the big screen. It was pretty graphic.
I like really?
I was actually really surprised about how graphic it got.
Yeah.
Granted, that's not.
Was it not in this country or anything?
Wait, where's that coming from? Oh.
Is that the commercial?
It's from the iPad.
iPod 48.
It's on the Pride 48 website.
Oh, that's like, yeah, where is that coming from?
We're all looking down like, oh my God, whose device is that? Whose phone? Let's see here. So exciting.
Yeah, like here's the screenshot. Look, see this screenshot?
Ba-dum-ba-dum-bum.
We don't check phones on the show. I'm just kidding. See, just the screenshot? That's just the screenshot.
Holy cow.
So we're going to go.
So there's an uncensored one.
Yes.
Well, he knows his market.
Yeah.
That's true, because people watched it, and mm-hmm. the underwear are kind of cute.
They are very featured prominently on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yep.
Field trip, it says.
Yeah.
Well, this is a porno.
Yeah. This is not going to be too exciting for our listeners.
Oh.
Porno for the blind. Bulges shaking in front of the screen.
As you can describe it.
Yeah.
Several shirtless guys wearing nothing. Oh, now they're showing their butts. And silly string. Or is it?
Yeah.
That's thick.
Well, that one guy's wearing like long johns. Do they make those? Well, he just fell out and he's not even wearing anything. Oh, wait. So, well, wow. That pole will never be the same. That's not a euphemism.
This is so funny. Just
holy cow. It's an advertisement for underwear and every. Lord. Jesus. There is some tequila rimming going on. Oh, and now they're on manhunt. Well, it's all going to go south now. Position versatile, whatever. Suspenders and briefs. That's kind of, you know, a new look. Oh, wow. He's getting it all in the face. So. Oh, and there's one clothed guy in the whole commercial. Not for long, I have a feeling. Oh, he's the manhunt guy. And his thumb is being filleted. Porno for the blind.
It's a fun new segment. Porno for the blind.
What was that? Was that a ping pong ball?
Yes.
Oh, hell.
Speaking of porno, did you ever watch the pornos that Joe sent?
No.
Oh my God, they're so funny.
Good Lord. Where is that lollipop going?
Oh.
Dear Lord. How many are there? Like 10 of them?
Mm-hmm.
That is like an orgy bus. Oh, it's in Palm Springs for the white party, apparently.
So what'd you think?
It was very shot very well. I like the cinematography.
The music was wonderful.
What about someone's shot?
Yes, I really appreciated the silly string moment. Was that silly string?
Or yeah.
Was it not?
Well, I think that...
Oh, maybe someone was Spider-Man.
I think the Foul Monkeys are going to borrow that bus as we do our cross country
<Yeah. laughs>
to Pride 48, and we'll pick you guys up on the way.
Yeah. Okay. Did they make underwear in my size? I'm kind of curious about that.
Well,
because those were all some very taut, skinny little boys.
And pretty fit.
Well, I think we'd all be wearing the same size.
Yeah.
So, you guys, you have to go to the Andrew Christensen website and check that out because it's kind of hot.
Maybe we'll try to remember to actually post the video on the website.
Or tweet about it.
Or tweet about it, yeah.
Google Plus, maybe.
What? What's that? I still don't get Google Plus.
Quora. Like, set up a question on Quora.
What the hell is that?
What's that? Is that something new?
It's dumb. Don't make a mess with it.
Don't waste your time.
I'm intrigued.
I always look at everything just for work in case something becomes big, but it's boring.
Are you like a social media person? Is that
a little bit. I'm responsible for setting a lot of that up for my company.
Oh, marketing and web design.
That's fun.
Yes. Digital marketing.
Speaking of fun, you brought us some gifts, which are pretty awesome.
Little game night guy magnets and
buttons. And then their awesome
business cards.
Business card, which is really professional, high end.
That's
really
me.
Expensive.
High end.
I mean, you got a QRC
made on,
code.
It's made on hemp paper.
Hmm?
It's made on hemp paper, right?
It's totally like recycled.
You could totally smoke this, right?
You could. Actually, it's a game. Just lick it.
That's the game. We tricked you.
So we're gonna be reaching out to you before Pride 48, so we can copy this card exactly how it is, but just with our information.
The monkeys.
We'll just put like the monkey right on there.
Right.
With your website.
What's under here? It doesn't matter.
No. I love it.
Some loser podcast.
We almost thought about making you play a game, but then we're like, you know, everyone probably does that. So we're glad that you're here to chit-chat with us.
Well, I'm glad to be here chit-chatting as well. What game were you going to make me play?
Old Maid.
Old Maid?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm old, why?
We have Skippo and Uno.
We don't really have an exciting games that, well, Ricky, I don't think has much of a patience for anything.
No, I like games. It's just I don't like playing games with stupid people.
Oh.
So, you know, if you like apples to apples, that's fun. Because you can mm-hmm. be stupid.
I like games but that, that engage a group. Like, if it's just a roll and move game, that gets kind of boring after a while. But trivia or creative thinking, I think, are the most fun games to play.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I love apples to apples. I also like that electronic, not Scattergories, is it? The one where you pass it and you have to try to...
Oh, when you do that...
You try to describe, you try to get your team member to guess the word without saying...
Oh, I don't know.
The words that are listed.
Like, taboo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it electric taboo?
Or outburst or something like that?
I don't know. Anyway, yeah, it's one of those games, but it's electric instead of playing with cards. It's kind of nice.
I like card games, too.
Do you guys ever play Cards Against Humanity?
No. I've heard it's fantastic.
It's super fun. It's raunchy.
Yeah, I've heard lots of people say that we actually need to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people say it's out. Like, people were trying to buy it. And
if you sign up for their mailing list, they will tell you when it's in stock, and you just have to jump on it right away because they will sell out in like a day. Like, they have a very odd business model, but it works for them. Rather than having them in stock constantly, they just make a certain amount, put them on Amazon, and then you buy them. And then people will resell them for like 5 times their value, which is stupid.
Wow. How much are they originally?
The main box is 25, and then the expansions are 10.
Okay. And how many expansions are there?
There are 2 currently.
Okay. So describe the game to me. I know it's something like...
It's like a little like apples to... It's a little like apples to apples.
But adults, right?
Yeah. You'll have a set of black cards and a set of
racist.
White cards. Exactly.
Racist.
And the black cards will have like...
All the bad stuff on it.
No, it'll have like... it could be something personal. Like, say you drew a card and it says, "What do I think about when I have sex?" And then everybody will have their
peanut
hand
butter.
Of 7 white cards, and you find the funniest one or the one that you think that person would pick
mm-hmm.
and stuff. And so, and then, yeah, it's like that. And some of them will have, there'll be 2 blanks, and so you'll have 2 cards. So it'd be like the Academy Award for blank goes to blank. And so you have to come up with those. But some of them are just horrible, terrible answers, but you can't help but laugh at them.
As Wayland is putting himself in the
right
system.
He's putting his order in now.
Well, for example, on the expansion pack, like you get the first expansion pack, the first card that you pull out of it says a big black dick.
Joe in Dallas?
Yes.
On the second expansion pack, the first card you pull out says a bigger black dick.
DeAndre.
I also love that on their website you can create your own
download
them. And
they come with blank ones. Yeah, you can get the game for free with a PDF.
You can download for free and then you can print your own.
Yeah.
Oh, but who wants to do that?
There is a lot of work to that then.
Because then you have to cut them out. And,
mm-hmm. and some people laminate them and things like that.
What's their website look like? Is it cool looking?
They have really sharp marketing.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
But when I bought it, it makes it look like that they're in stock.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh yeah, I'll do that. And it's like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Cards Against Humanity is sold out.
Well, at the Academy Awards on the red carpet, Anne Hathaway said, you know, somebody asked her what game she likes to play or whatever. I don't know why, but she mentioned Cards Against Humanity. She called it Crimes Against Humanity. So
that's what I thought. I thought that was weird.
So for like a day on their website, they had a page before you get to the main site that said, "Hey, Anne, call us." And it had their phone number on it. And they're like, "If you're not Anne, click here to go to the regular website." Nice.
We might have to try that out.
Well, I've heard really, really good things about
it.
I think of all the games we've ever played, it's the most we've ever laughed playing a game.
At least that one sounds like something that we could actually
do with the big group.
That could be a great one when, you know, like how we used to have that book when you needed something to talk about. Mm-hmm. You pull out the question or whatever. These are probably better.
Or we could just take over like their podcast and
play.
You know, just copy you guys and do it.
We'll sell it to you if you want it. Do you want Game Night Guys?
No.
He can barely do this one.
Yeah. Barely afford this one. So, okay. Well, what else we have to talk about? Do you have anything you want to talk about?
No. Thank you guys for having
us.
How long?
Yeah.
I listened to when you were in Florida. I had heard some of them then. And then
you stopped listening just like the provider did.
Well, I go through phases like everybody else does. And then I met you right like 2 days after you moved here, right? And I listened to every now and then. I do listen.
So basically you just listen to see if we talk about you.
No, not really.
But he listens about as much to us as we probably listen to him.
Exactly.
When we can.
Yeah, that's been a while.
Podcasting is a very, like, not just doing it, but listening to it. It's a very, like, time.
It's a huge commitment.
Yeah, commitment.
Well, it is hard, especially because there's so many of them. And, like, for instance, I don't have a commute anymore. So I also don't get up earlier. Mm-hmm. Since you don't have a commute, you sleep in as long as you can. And I'm on the phone all day, so you can't really. Yeah. My job does not allow constant music or podcast listening.
Right.
Though sometimes it does, and I'll try to throw it in if I think about it.
Who do you try to throw in?
What?
Who do you try to throw in to listen to?
Well, Satyrsphere is fun.
Oh, well, that sounds like a nice show.
Well, it's because I like to call.
It's soon to be called DTM.
Dead to me. I like to call in for the mystery musical.
Do you often win the mystery musical without having to Google it or anything?
Yes.
Or Shazam it? Can you Shazam it? I guess you
could. You could Shazam, yeah, because they're cast recordings.
See, I've never called for the mystery musical because I don't ever know what they are.
I very rarely have had to look it up, unless it's really super obscure.
Yeah, I would only win if it was like super duper easy, like Grease, Rent,
Wizard of Oz,
and that's probably a Grease and Rent.
There you go. AIDS. Yeah, we just watched Team America the other day.
God.
Bradley on Friday wanted to practice his eyes, and
yeah,
I was actually feeling better for once. So I'm like, well, let's watch something that you don't have to pay attention to that we've kind of already watched. But I'm like, oh, Team America, because flipping through Netflix. It's been a while. Let's watch it.
We got done, and he's like, let's take that off now.
But I was sad that it's not the unrated version.
Right.
There was no pooping of...
Of the puppets?
That was pretty
there
raunchy.
There was the sex and the Tootsie Roll poop on the chest didn't happen. I was sad.
That's the only way to see it.
Yeah.
Netflix. And the rated version, is there the pee scene too, or is that only in the unrated one?
I think it must be the only in the unrated.
Okay.
Yeah,
because I remember that from Friday.
No, it wasn't in there.
It's such a great movie.
It's crazy.
It's so racist.
Yes, it is.
Durka Durka.
Especially since every language.
Damien. Yes.
I just love that. Yeah, every language of the foreign people were like four maybe words in the actual language or just sounds. Yeah. Or it's like basically Taco Bell items for the Spanish.
Yes.
Awful.
Mexi Melt.
Yeah, Mexi Melt.
Those are really good, by the way. Just saying. It's my favorite thing there. All right, so are we good? Did you have a good time?
I have had a lovely time. Thank you.
Yay.
Awesome. So you're going to come see us tomorrow at the call, maybe?
Perhaps, yeah. I don't. Like I said, I don't have anything planned tomorrow night, so call it is.
So can you do us a favor when you walk in, you just start suddenly screaming and crying? Oh, my God! Ricky Burton and those two.
Didn't I do that when you came in today?
Yeah, you did.
I was doing it on the inside.
Brian doesn't really seem like the kind of guy that's going to walk into a room screaming like that. Hey. Especially when he doesn't know anyone.
That's the time to do it because you'll never see them again.
It's true.
Except for us.
Except in the next time he comes into the city.
And then we'll talk about it.
And then when he finally finds a job in Chicago and moves here, and then the people that are like, oh, aren't you the crazy guy that came in the bar screaming with jazz hands?
No, because by that point, we'll have somebody else that comes in and screams and they'll forget about it.
That's true. That's true.
Alrighty, so this is a special show. Don't know when it's coming out, really, but we'll see.
Someday. It came out today. The day you're listening to it, right now.
True. Very true. Surprise, it's just for you.
Woo! No, but yes, definitely. Thanks for fitting us in on your vacation. It's always good to...
Yes.
Well, thank you for having me over. This was awesome.
It's good to meet fellow podcasters and people who actually listen, and we talk on Twitter all the time.
Yes.
So, fantastic.
Do you want to plug your show again?
Sure. Okay. GameNetGuys.com or Facebook, GameNetGuys, GameNetGuys on Twitter. I'm Cheap Blue Guitar if you want to follow me individually.
That's $5. Thank you.
Yes.
I will write you a check.
$5 an advertisement.
Per...
He brought wine. He's already paid.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Well, I also drank half of it, so.
Well, that's okay.
That's okay.
So $2.50.
We always drink all of our own wine here. You bring it, we drink it.
It's usually boxed wine when we're recording them.
Yes.
Because boxed wine is fancy.
I'm really dumb about wine. This is one of the few wines I know I like, so that's why I got it.
It's good. It was good.
It's very good. Yeah,
I like it.
Well, it's Ménage à Trois.
It's a blend.
Ménage à Trois.
It's also a good time.
Is it? Is it, Ricky?
Is it, Waylon? Is it, Brad?
What are you looking at me for?
For our fake...
Get your life.
Our fake triad.
I can't even talk.
Our fart.
All right, so we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is James Arroy.
This is Waylon.
This is Brian.
And we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.